This show is furnished by Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn.
It's time for Gervy's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervy. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Kerry Kasem. Kerry brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervy and Kerry Kasem.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and everyone listening all over the world on KBC.com. I am Alan Gervy, the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn. And today, as usual, I am here to be the managing partner of your life. And I'm here with Kerry Kasem, and I heard that little chuckle when I do this really, like, awful intro when I sound like an idiot, like my little radio voice, and I heard that laugh for the last time.
Oh, don't make me cry already.
We haven't like, even started.
We can't even start, and yeah, I'm going to miss that.
Yes, and I'm going to miss it. I mean, it always gave me confidence, because I never did radio before I started this 7 years ago, and Kerry's been with us for 6.5 of those 7 years, and it always gave me confidence to do the show when Kerry laughed when she heard that fake intro that I do. Can you do it for me one last time, please? You've heard it so many times.
Can't do it.
So I want to introduce to everyone my talented, beautiful, smart, opinionated.
It's true.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Co-host who I am so happy and proud to call a great friend. Aww. And that's what it's really about. Kerry is a great friend. Above all of the things that she is, I don't think anyone who knows her or who has had anything to do with Kerry would not say that she is a great friend. And aww, I really appreciate it. And Kerry, if people haven't figured it out, this is your last show on Gervy's Law.
It is. I mean, there's so many reasons too. And I don't want people to be like, why? You know, I am moving to Florida, and that's where my residence is going to be based of. And I'm not going to be able to be here with you. And it was a really hard decision for me to make, and like a sad one. I mean, it's been a long run. A lot of people don't even know that. So that's breaking news. I'm going to come back and forth. I'll keep my house rented out and, you know, be able to come back and forth. But, it's been like a really hard one for me because, you know, even though we have completely differing opinions on a lot of things, even if we'd fight like cats and dogs, always after the show, we clear the air. There was never a time you or I hung on to anything ever. Not one time in 6.5 years. And I can't say that about my other co-hosts. Like, they couldn't.
Like, you can't say that about your other boyfriends
no.
either. It's so true. Kerry and I went at it. And you know what I really love about Kerry? Because she taught me so much about radio. And I felt guilty. If people know me, yes, I'm a lawyer. And yeah, I'm a tough lawyer in court and everything. But I feel bad. I have this heart. And we would go at it on the radio about whatever it was. After the show, she would look at me and say, that's great radio.
Yeah.
That's really good radio. And it made me feel good to know that Kerry was just thinking about the show and not about anything personal.
So true. Oh, my God. I'm getting a lot of love already from Tim and Eddie. Look at the people are calling. Oh, I think your mom called in, too.
Yes. She wants to wish you luck, and we'll do that later.
Okay.
If anyone wants to call, it's 800-222-5222. But we do want to spend a special show today, because it is very special, talking a little bit about our time together, 6.5 years, Gervy's Law, Kerry Kasem. Kerry, why don't you tell everyone how we got hooked up?
Oh my God. Okay. So this was really weird. It was literally during the time. It was literally during the time that I was leaving Sixth Sense.
Right.
And that was my big show with iHeartRadio, Nikki Six, you know, and we were co-hosts, and it was like, okay, I either stay with that show and I go on the road with Sixth Sense and Motley Crue and leave my dad, leave the case, leave everything, or leave that show, fight for my dad, and stay in California.
Right.
And it was like, wow, I didn't have another show. I had my mortgage show, but I didn't have another radio show to go to. And it was like, Ken's like, hey, you know, my friend, he's a lawyer. He's got a show on KBC. You got to try out. You got to audition. You could be his co-host. And I love you, Ken. I still owe you a lunch or dinner for getting me
and,
the show.
And the great thing is you're both vegan, so it'll be easy to find a place to go.
Easy. But it's been 6.5 years.
Well, maybe before you go to Florida, Ken. And it's Ken Cook, and he was the producer of The Usual Suspects, and he's done a lot of movies since The Usual Suspects. And I remember him calling me, and we had a conversation. Our first conversation was about an hour. We were talking. It was kind of like a date, like, you know, when you call someone for the first time. And Carrie was talking, and she was talking about Sixth Sense and about all these rockers and Nikki Sixx, and we talked about DJ Ashba, who we had in common.
Oh, you knew? Yeah, DJ's it's so weird.
Ashba lived next door to me. He was in Guns N' Roses and Nikki Sixx and Motley Crue, and they'd done this band called 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And we were talking about that. And I'd looked her up on I'd Googled her, of course. I Google everyone. So if you know me, I've Googled you. And there were all these like really rocker pictures, like when you were younger, sexy rocker pictures.
Yeah.
I was freaking out. The first day when you were coming into the show, it was February 22nd, 2014.
Oh my gosh.
And I was so nervous. And my wife, Nancy, had just given birth to Harper on February 19th, 2014. So it was 3 days after my second child was born. And I was expecting this rocker chick with the big hair. And by the way, you have big hair today.
I do have big hair today. Thank you.
And I thought she was going to come in, and she comes in, and, you know, she's got glasses on, and she's like this intellectual sitting there, knew all about the law stuff that we're going to talk about. I said, what happened to this rocker chick with Nikki Sixx, who name dropped every single, you know, rocker that you've hung out with?
No, it was just, you want to know about the show. I was telling you about the show. I'm like, yeah, well, it's an interview show. We've interviewed these people, blah, blah, blah. This is what I've done. I've been in radio at that point was, let's see, it's 23 years. So it was 17, I don't know, almost 17 years when I was talking to you. And I was just telling you all about my shows. And I guess I just, you know, it was each show you have to kind of fit, right?
Yeah.
And I was always a rocker chick. Like since I was a kid, I would, you know, literally hitchhike or steal my mom's car, push it out of the driveway and go to the Sunset Strip and, you know, try and get into all the Gazaris and Whiskey a Go-Go and, you know, God, there's so many clubs that aren't there anymore. The Cat House. Nobody would let me in. The only place I could get in was the Troubadour because it was all ages. But I was like such a rocker chick.
And, you know, you showed so much diversity because when you came in here, you changed.
Oh, yeah.
You became, you were a legal show co-host. And, you know, and I was so embarrassed because the first time we were on the air together, I had just had this experience, and I talked about it on the show where I had taken my wife, Nancy, to the hospital. I dropped her off and I went to park and I came in and she was in a wheelchair and there was a security guard who called me all kinds of names. You jerk, you can I say that? All of this stuff. And I told Carrie, and I thought afterwards, I was like, she must think I'm a real jerk that I dropped my wife who was so pregnant, who was giving birth right there, and said, I got to go find a cheap parking spot.
You got to go.
Do we have that? Can we hear the first show that Carrie
really
and I did
it?
That?
No way.
Let's hear it. Wayman?
So, what's the other exciting news that Gervie's Law has? Well, I have to tell you. We have a winner of the co-host competition. That's right. We had a competition that stretched all over the country. We went to every nook and cranny to find the greatest co-host for me, Alan Gervie. And, you know, unfortunately, the Donald Duck interpreter or imitator, that didn't work out. And the UFC fighter, we got rid of him, too. But we have the best co-host that I could ever hope for, and that is none other than Carrie Kasem. We have Carrie Kasem, the well-known radio star who has a show right now with Nikki Sixx called Sixth Sense, and, of course, is the number one daughter of Casey Kasem, and we've talked to Carrie on our show before. And, Carrie, I am just so happy to have you here as my new co-host. Welcome.
I am so honored you picked me. I mean, I've been listening to your show. I love your show. I love the premise, turning the negative into a positive, because that's what I've had to do with my life, you know, recently in the last 6 months. And you saw that and you said, hey, I want you to come and tell your story on my show. And I did, and it was just perfect. It was exactly what your show is about. And I'm just so honored. Thank you.
Wow. Wow. And it's funny because Karen and I are talking about this while this is going, and she says, you know, the red lights are off. She's still teaching me about radio.
No, it's not you. I'm talking to Genevieve, our producer.
Genevieve Wong is here, and we love having Genevieve here. She has been with us, and she's been friendly, and we'll talk to Genevieve a little bit later.
Yes.
But someone wants to talk to you right now. You know, he was on The Lost Boys, Rush, Sleepers, The Losers, Speed 2. He's an actor. He did a great performance on our show, two times in 2014, a very good friend of Carrie, and I don't know if they ever dated. I know he dated Julia Roberts, but I don't know if he ever dated
you,
Carrie.
Friends. We're friends.
Oh, you're friends. I'm going out with that. Everyone who comes on the show, I say Carrie dated.
I'm going to kill you. It's going to be like I've dated the world.
And he did, you know, Jason Patrick did this wonderful thing where he established rights, parental rights to sperm donors for his son Gus and for others. So Jason Patrick, welcome back to Gervie's Law.
Good.
Hi,
guys. Hi, Carrie. How are you?
I'm good. Oh, that's so sweet that you're calling in for my last show. Oh, thank you.
I'm so happy to talk to you.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm so good. I'm a little sad because this has been, I mean, you know, this is where the show that you and I came on and talked about what was going on with, you know, me trying to see my dad, you trying to see Gus, your son, and
that's
kind of
right.
Followed the whole story the last, you know, few years for me. And it took you a year or two and we followed everything. So very interesting. We became friends during the show.
We did. And I appreciated you because, it was at a time where, at that point, I was just waiting to have my appeal heard. And so,
yeah.
You know, because I was a first impression case, there was sort of nowhere to go but wait until I could get into court again. And so just getting it out there with you and having people understand that gave me great strength to keep going, you know. And then, I went and I won and changed the laws and we're all right now.
Yep. You and I both were in the exact same, you know, place. You had to fight. A fight that wasn't usually heard in courts,
right.
and was never usually won. And he won his, and he changed the law. I won mine, where I was told I would never win a case against a wife of 34 years. I would never win this. I would never win that. I won everything,
yeah.
And I changed the law. So we both were on that same path, and he supported me and came to the Kasem Cares events. And when he had, you know, his events for
right.
Gus and outside the courtroom, I was there, and I was protesting, and I was doing that too. So it was a great support, and I'll never forget that, Jason, ever.
You know, the two of you have two words in common. Commitment and passion.
Yeah.
Both of you had commitment and passion. And Jason, congratulations on everything that you've been able to accomplish in that regard. How are things going now with Gus, and what's the aftermath of it?
Well, things are great with Gus. We will have been reunited 6 years this February.
Oh, awesome.
Wow.
He's a wonderful, wonderful boy, amazingly adaptable to these situations. I also won 50% custody, which they said I wouldn't, so that's great. So he has all the time with me. I'd like to say that as soon as I won it, it was over, but it's not. His mother continued to litigate and continues to litigate to this day, 6 years later.
That's
so I've been
bad.
Doing this for 8.5 years.
That's too bad.
It is. But, you know, there's, you know, the Stand Up for Gus Foundation brought back something like 200 kids back to parents.
Awesome.
So that was good. And not just me winning rights for fathers, but this had a lot of impact on same-sex couples and other children that were conceived through fertility. So it's really changed the landscape.
And if anyone wants to check it out, it's Stand Up for Gus to check out if you're in that kind of situation, because both Carrie, you know, and what you've done for alienation as well,
yeah.
For kids who haven't been able to see their parent or parents.
Yeah.
You know, both of you, it's really special.
Thank you. And congratulations, Jason, on everything. And before I leave, we gotta hang out.
I want to.
Yeah.
I want to. Where are you going now?
I'm gonna go back and forth. I'm gonna move to Florida and establish residency in Florida and then just go back and forth. Yeah.
Well, I definitely want to see you before you leave. I wanna, you know, thank you and the radio station. And, you know, you're a compassionate, passionate person with a great legal mind that's open to things. You know, a lot of people stay on one side of the fence and they
sure.
fight it to a myopic version of themselves.
That's
and that's
right.
not you. And so I appreciate what you've done. And as I said, I'm always there if you need anything.
You rock. I know you are. Thank you.
Jason Patrick, thanks so much for joining us on Gervie's Law today.
Hey, guys, have a good time.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Bye.
All right, we are partying here on Gervie's Law. We've got a cake here. We were going to have champagne, but Carrie doesn't drink champagne, and Facebook would have kicked our ad out because you can't talk about alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
So we had to take the champagne out, but we have cake, and we have a nice presentation for Carrie a little bit later. And there are a lot of people calling in. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here with Carrie Kasem.
Oh, yeah.
On Talk Radio 790 KABC.
No.
Sing a little bit, Carrie. I love your voice.
I can't sing.
Yes, you can.
I can't sing right now. I just got to play them straight. This is freaking Barbara Streisand.
No, it isn't.
Is it not? I remember. Yeah. I knew that happiness. Yeah, I can't sing right now.
And we did a lot of duets during our six and a half years.
We've sung a lot on the show.
And that was fun because I have an awful voice and you have a beautiful voice and you would lead me along. Every time you would lead me along that I would get the confidence to jump
and
in.
And we would sing.
And sing.
Yeah. And then the family singing, it was like Hanukkah and Christmas songs. Do you remember
that?
That
was my favorite show.
That was so fun.
It was.
That was so fun.
December 22nd, 2019.
You have a memory like an elephant.
No, 2018. 2018, we had both of our families in studio.
Yeah.
And we did a holiday show with Hanukkah and Christmas. And it was fantastic.
It was so funny.
All the family was here.
I mean, we knew, and I knew a lot of the Hanukkah songs, which was crazy.
And we all sang, and everyone had a great, my brother has a great voice. And
he does. He has a great voice. Yeah,
he got the voice in the family, and I got the... I don't know what I got.
The brain.
Gift of the graph.
He's got the looks.
I didn't get the looks. You know, it's funny because there were so many things that you did that brought me confidence. You always said about my introductions, you know, when I would introduce guests.
You had the best intros of anybody I know, hands down. And every single guest I'm talking, 90% of the time would say, that's the best intro I've ever had. Or who was the one who said, I wish I could show that to my mom or play that for my mom?
I think, well, there's a few of them. Alan Dershowitz said that about his mom. And there was others who talked about that they wanted to play it every morning when they got up. But you made me feel really good, and you've made so many people feel really good. I mean, Corey Feldman really loves you.
Yes.
I mean, he broke so much news on Gervie's Law with everything that was going on. And we want to play a quick clip from Corey Feldman now on a show. See if you remember this, Carrie.
Let me just say that you guys lived together. Isn't that right?
Yes, we dated 21 years ago.
Hey, Corey, what was it like living with Carrie Kasem?
The phone just went dead. That was so weird.
I can't hear anything he's saying. Can you? Alan? Oh, man.
He was being a gentleman.
Yeah, he was being very nice.
Yeah, he was definitely
being a gentleman. Him and his wife are lovely, and Courtney's just amazing, and I'm, you know, I feel like he is so lucky to have her. She's a beautiful, beautiful woman.
As well as a great cook.
Broke all the news on our show about Truth, his documentary.
He did.
He told us 2 years ago that he was going to make this film, and then he made
it. And then he did it. And then, he came on and he did it.
And he announced it. It was great. So that shows, you know, what kind of respect you have from so many people. And you have so much respect from the callers. We're lit up like a Christmas tree right now. We'll take a quick call here or there. Why don't we take a few right now, guys?
Okay.
We only have a couple minutes, so we want to get it quickly. Tim in Memphis, Tennessee, you're on Gervie's Law.
Tim? Oh, is he on? Yeah, Rachel's talking to someone. There he is, Tim.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, Tim, you called. You're so sweet. Thank you. You even told me. You're like, I'm going to call in. Thank you.
So I just wanted to wish you the luck in your future. And I just hope that everything is well with you.
Aw. Well, everything is well, and I so appreciate you calling and taking the time and staying on hold and caring that much.
Very nice.
I really appreciate it. I really do, and I will definitely see you on social media.
Oh, yeah, you definitely will.
Okay, yes, you great. Will.
We're going to go across the country. Tim, thanks from Memphis, Tennessee. Eddie, you're in Brooklyn, New York. Eddie, welcome to Gervie's Law. Hey.
Yes, I am.
Is this Eddie?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh. This guy painted the most beautiful picture of my dad. It is sitting on my piano. And I look at every morning and every day I practice piano, it's there. And then he got me the most amazing birthday gift. You are too much. Like, it's like, I can't even believe you. He got me a very expensive perfume. And he sent it.
Don't worry about it. Money is nothing with a person like you. I just want to call and say that I think you're the most wonderful woman that I know.
Aww.
And that I'll always be here when you need me, whenever, wherever. It doesn't matter. You need me, I'm there.
You are the best. I have never felt so much support, really, throughout the years. He's amazing. And he's an amazing guy.
Yeah, can we get perfume too?
Yeah, he's very talented as well in his own right. And one day we'll see you out here, you know, with your scripts.
Well, yeah. Matter of fact, real quick, looks like Netflix is biting on one of my pilots because it's in the budget department. They're figuring out a budget for it. So nice. I got that call the other night. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Do we have any applause? No applause? All right, fine. I'm giving you applause.
You've been doing that for 6.5
years. I
know,
and he never has applause. Every time I want applause, I'm like, wait a minute. No, don't have it.
Andy, we want to wish you all the luck with that, and we hope it's a huge success. Thanks for calling in today.
And we'll be talking soon.
Yes, we will, Carrie. Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye, Eddie.
Jess,
went to Ojai Valley School, it says.
No way. Jess, welcome to Gervie's Law.
A classmate.
No, I know. This is Jess Brolin, right?
That's right.
Ah! Oh, my gosh. Way. I haven't talked to you for years. I mean, literally since we were kids. I mean, did we talk at one of the reunion things?
Last time was our freshman year in high school. What, you're talking 87, 88?
Gosh, yeah. That's incredible. I can't believe it. I mean,
it was junior high. We did a year of summer school, then high school, and I can't remember. Did we do six together or not?
I know it was on and off because we did a year of school, summer school, and then I got kicked out. So it was like a half a year.
There was a couple of people from our class, and yep. It was either do your freshman year again or leave. And I was just like, okay, whatever. After 7 years, I left.
You're awesome. Jess is from the Brolin family, the super talented Brolin family. So, yeah, you come from like royalty, and you're awesome, and you're down to earth, and you know what? Thank you so much for all the support over the years as well. You've been so cool.
Well, I try to once in a while, you know.
It's good job.
Yes.
Jess, thanks for calling.
Thank you so much, Jess.
You know, we got Dan in Anaheim before we get going. Dan, tell us about, do you even know Carrie, Dan?
Dan, and I, this is crazy because Dan does podcasts and radio, and he's a photographer, and, you know, I've met him actually at Red Carpets. And so he's always trying to get me on his friend's show. And it's been years, Dan. It's been years.
Well, I gotta try.
Yeah, and you do. You're very persistent. You're probably one of the most persistent people I've ever met in my life. You're awesome. Aw, thank you.
We gotta make it happen.
And we'll do it. We'll do it. Hopefully, you know, and I'll be back and forth from Florida. You know, I'll be out there for a few months, but I will come back and I will do your show. I promise.
You heard it here.
I'll hold you to that.
I promise.
When she promises.
I promise.
She's a woman of her word. Thanks for calling in, Dan.
Bye, Dan. We'll talk soon.
You know, it's funny because when you say that, you always say, I have a great memory. You have an incredible memory. And I remember not too long ago when we had Lorena Bobbitt on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And you remembered that she did your nails like 30 years ago.
No,
that was crazy.
Yeah, she did my nails. It was like 20-something years ago in Washington. I was staying with my cousin, and he was stationed in D.C., but he was in Virginia. And a few blocks away was a little nail shop. And he goes, oh, you're never going to believe who does nails there. Lorena Bobbitt. And my friend Jill and I said, let's go right now. And she did. She did both of our nails. And we took a picture of it. And she put her little initials on it. And then I couldn't find the picture. I was so bummed.
Yeah, it would have been great because I remember there was a great comment in that show. I know when I was talking, Lorena said to me, Alan, sorry to cut you off.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my God. That went down in history. Sorry to cut you off, Alan. I said, no, I hope not. We got some applause.
We got it after 6.5 years.
Why are we applauding after cutting off?
Cutting it off gets applause. But yeah. there have been a lot of embarrassing moments, and we're going to take a break right now. And Carrie, we're going to talk about some of the embarrassing moments after. after the break. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Welcome back to Gervie's Law, turning Murphy's Law upside down on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Yeah, we're back. Genevieve.
Hey.
Genevieve Wong, producer of our show, has been incredible. They have a special relationship. Kerry Kasem and Genevieve Wong have known each other for a long time. And actually, I believe, Kerry, you introduced us.
I did. I introduced. Yeah. Genevieve had just finished producing Access Hollywood. And I said, well, do you want another job? She's like, not really. I have these other jobs and I'm a showrunner and I'm doing a crime show. And I'm like, well, it's radio and it'll be pretty easy compared to Access Hollywood. And she's like, okay. And then she talked to Alan. She's like, I'm in. She like, you guys had a love affair from the very beginning. You both really liked each other. I'm like, okay, good.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't know. There was another person.
No, I know.
Who was she in came in, remember? And she came in. And
she came in.
I'll tell you. I've never been so sure of myself in a decision. I have a lot of trouble making decisions, yeah. But I was just like, I met both of them. I was like, please, Genevieve, yeah. Please, don't leave me with that woman.
Well, thanks, guys. That's very kind.
If she sounds muffled, it's like we're at a White House press conference. She still has her mask on.
I'm ready.
We're on radio.
You know, Trump's gotten down with the... You know, he came down with Corona, and
No politics in today's show. Today is a salute.
Yes, no,
we're
August,
honoring Kerry
Kasem.
We're honoring Kerry, saluting Kerry, and look who just called in. We got to bring Ken on the line. Oh. We talked about Ken earlier in the show. This is Ken Kokin, and he introduced Kerry to me.
I did. Ken, I talked about you. I gave you a huge shout out and talked about the fact that I have not been able to take you to dinner or to lunch for, you know, to thank you for getting me the show.
It's 7 years, Kerry. 7 years. I haven't gotten my lunch. You've done 1,000 shows with Alan. I'm such top liver. I was even a regular on the show, and now look.
I know.
I can't even get a lunch. You're leaving me? You're going to Florida?
I am. I'll be back and forth, but I'll be out there for a while. The first time I go, it's going to be a little while.
Are you going for political reasons?
There's a lot of reasons I'm going. A lot of reasons. We will talk when I take you to lunch in 7 years.
Really?
You may have to go to Florida, Ken.
Is this a back and forth lunch or is this like a real lunch?
It's a Zoom lunch.
Yeah, we can do a Zoom lunch. You grab your sandwich. I'll grab mine. You know, we'll get in front. Look, I'll have it Uber Eats over to you.
Everything will be vegan.
We can do it on
Ken.
Zoom.
Yeah, hilarious.
Gluten-free and dairy-free.
I have to say this though. Like, I knew that Alan needed you because we were trying to do it,
and he's gone.
Apparently, I didn't need him that much.
No, not too much.
Ken, you never let us down. You just let us down. You know, he'll come back on. When he gets back on, we'll get him back.
Yeah.
We want to talk about an embarrassing moment because there's been a lot of them. Most of them have been about me being embarrassed. But when we had Melanie Crystal on the show, the Laurels, Kerry's looking at us now.
Who's that?
Who's that? Wayman, play the clip from a few years ago.
Oh, no.
I still maintain a lot of really wonderful friendships with a lot of the lawyers I worked with. I still talk with a lot of my former bosses. And, the transition has been, I guess, easier than you might expect. Yeah.
That brought a smile to your face. Kerry's thinking.
It's a lot. It's a lot to make a complete change, a career change, especially when you've gone to school for this, you're doing, your whole life is focused on one thing, you make it, and then you're like, oh, yeah, throw that away, we're going to do something else.
I wouldn't say that I've thrown it away.
So
I certainly wouldn't
practice?
Say that. So I do practice a little bit, but also when it comes to Laurels...
Wait, are we talking about law?
Yeah.
Or practicing with Laurels?
I'm talking about law.
Okay, he probably does both.
Well, that wasn't a very sexy clip.
My
mom is sitting here. Can we stop? This reminds me of when the Howard Stern movie came out. I didn't realize that I took my parents to the Howard Stern movie.
Oh, wow.
And they sat beside me, and I'm having the flashback right now.
Wait
a second,
See,
Mom?
See, we had to explain Laurels.
I'll explain Laurels. You know, I booked her. I booked Melanie. Melanie is a sex tech entrepreneur.
Oh,
she makes... lingerie with edible.
They're not edible. They're just. Well,
I think there were some edibles, I thought.
But
I thought
it was
some,
about
right?
to get the sensation without
like built-in dental dams.
Dangerous
condition.
Oh, that's
lingerie. Right. It was a dental dam. That's
dental
right.
Dam.
It was safety.
But she used to be an attorney.
Yeah. And
so she was our Valentine's Day.
And she was
beautiful, too. So she was. Alan was a little like, little shaky. I mean, you know, and she was really gorgeous.
And my mom was sitting next
right
to
there,
her.
And she's talking about, you know.
Maybe we can get my mom on the line. Rachel? Can you get my mom on the line?
Our first female fan.
I'm here.
Oh, you're there!
Evelyn!
I've been listening. I heard everything with the edible underwear. It delicious.
Yeah, it brings back memories. Mom, isn't it so sad? You've been on the show so many times with Carrie, and she's been so sweet to you. She's always been like a great...
I'm crying. Oh, I want to see her go.
I know. I got really sad, too, especially when I walked in. There's literally like a gluten-free vegan cake, and there's something he's going to present to me, and it's really sweet. I put it all over my Instagram and Facebook, so if you guys want to take a look, you can see what the whole studio, and it was just very sweet and made me very sad, because, I mean, 6.5 years is a long run, and we've had some amazing shows. Yeah. So, and my mom
has been part of a few of them.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
Quite a lot. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Mom, for listening in and calling in to say, I know you want to wish Carrie well, other than being very sad.
All the best. Good luck in your new endeavor.
Thank you.
I'm sure you'll do well.
I know I will. It's sad, but it's weird because when I go to where I'm moving, all my friends are there. So it doesn't seem different. Yeah. And I have, you know, I have a studio there, and I am working on another project.
Which I'm Florida?
Going to talk about. Yeah. As soon as I can, I'll tell you about my new project, which... Al knows a little bit. I know Genevieve does, but it's been years in the making, and I'm really excited about it. So, and I can do that from Florida. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Thank you.
All right, Mom, keep listening. And even though Carrie's leaving, but you still should listen to the show. Okay. I know you listen for, but you listen for Carrie's purposes, but your son will still be doing.
I want to listen for my little boy.
Your little boy is going to continue. He's going to continue to do the show. So I'm glad one of our number one fans, Evelyn Gervey. Go ahead, listen to the rest of the show.
We'll put you on hold. Yeah.
We got Ken Koken back.
We'll put Evelyn
another
on hold.
Another big fan. Ken, you back?
Yes.
What were you saying when you got cut off? You were saying something?
This is what I want to say. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
What I want to say is I'm just like more than getting Carrie on the show, and I'm just so happy you guys have such a great friendship.
Yeah.
I think you guys are better friends than I am with either one of you guys now.
That's true.
It happens. Don't take it personally, Ken.
I'm a little offended.
We spend more time together than we do with you.
You two, and you guys become better friends than either one of you are with me. And I've known both of you like decades.
Forever. Literally.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, Ken, I want to thank you for introducing us. You've made this show really, really great because you were behind putting this team together. So thanks, Ken.
And I really, seriously, before I leave, which is in a couple weeks, we should go get lunch. Seriously, like for real this time.
I'm available.
Okay. He's available.
I'm available.
It's so motivational to hear Ken Koken and my mom and all these people calling in. And I know that a very special show we did had an international motivational speaker, a life coach, someone who had helped out so many celebrities like Oprah, Steve Harvey, Charlie Sheen, Robert Downey Jr., Kanye West, Charlton Heston. And it was a really great show. And what a great guy. Best-selling author Tim Story, welcome back to Gervie's Law.
I called to talk about edible underwear.
Tim, we can talk more. We're offline.
Yeah, we can talk about that later.
Yeah, I'll give you all the deets.
Alan, I can't believe Alan did that in front of his own mother.
Oh, so embarrassing.
It was so embarrassing. I really need
a session with you, Tim, to get me back to where I need to be with my confidence.
You had a setback, but you're about to have a comeback.
There you go.
Thank you.
Literally.
Thank you.
Yeah, literally. Oh, God.
Okay, so I have a couple notes because, you know, I love both of you. No. And so, Carrie, you know, over 6.5 years on the show. So I made some notes today, and I was thinking about just, you know, one way we learn is through education. Another way is through conversation. And I think you two have had so many conversations with people that have just brought so much great impact. And I mean it. So not only have I been on the show, but I am a fan of the show.
Thank you.
We're honoring Carrie today. So, Carrie, thank you for your time, your energy, and your research that it takes to bring the impact that you have for 6.5, almost 7 years.
Oh, thank you, Tim.
So
thank
nice. You know, Quincy Jones called Tim's story the voice of inspiration, and you can see why, Carrie.
You know, he's amazing. Tim's amazing, and I hope that, you know, I want to do stuff with Tim and you know, work with him. He's incredible. He's just an incredible man.
And what a nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
You don't mind that we're talking in front of you, do you, Tim?
No, this is very sweet of you. Alan, let's talk as men for a minute.
Yeah.
Imagine how many hairdos Carrie has come into the studio over the 6.5 years.
Quite a few. I mean, because, you know, I have all my extensions, my wigs. I mean, this is my real hair. So if you see my big, huge, like,
yeah,
rocker hair,
great.
That's my hair. But I can't do a lot to it. Like, I can't color it. It'll break off and fall off. So I have all these wigs. And yeah, I mean, over the years, you must have seen me with different color hair, different extensions, straight, curly,
not
everything.
Only that, I want to say to Tim, because he brings up the hair, which is a great point.
Yeah.
But also, the things that I've learned from Carrie about injections in the face and
yes.
Botox and this
right,
and
yeah.
that.
That's right.
I mean, to have the confidence to talk about it on the radio is really impressive.
Oh, I tell everybody what I do. You know, for women that don't, or they hide it, or they lie, and I'm like, I'm proud of my age. I'm proud of what I look like. And that's, you know, it's like people go, and they, how do you look like that? Well, I'm going to tell them, because I want them to feel good about themselves. And whether you do it or not, all the power to you if you're aging gracefully. I wish I could do that. I can't. Well, so, you know, and I'm happy about
it.
You
look like you're 29 years old.
That's right.
And Tim's story does as well. You know, Tim, we want to thank you. You know, it's always such a pleasure to hear your voice and, you know, the inspiration. And thank you so much for wishing Carrie well.
Yes, thank you, yes. Tim. And hopefully
Carrie,
I'll see you soon.
Happy
love you, too.
Anniversary.
Thank you.
And life is good. We wish you well in Florida.
Thank you.
And Tim, we'll have you back on the show so we can motivate some other
Without
people as
me?
Well.
I'm going to cry now.
Carrie can call in from Florida.
All right. Thank you, Alex.
Thanks for calling today. Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. Maybe you can, Wayman, play the Ben Mycelis rap as we go out on this break. Ben Mycelis did a rap for Gervie's Law. Ben Mycelis, the attorney for Colin Kaepernick. And, you know, I'm stalling so he can find it. He's got it.
He's also got a show on Sirius now.
He's got a show on Ben Mycelis from our
Thanks
show.
Thanks to you, Alan Gervie. Thanks to you. He puts him on a show. He's on. Feels comfortable behind a mic. He's like, I'm going to do my own show now.
Everyone. We've had so many people. And, Carrie, you've helped so many people in their career with their radio shows.
Yeah, I've got a lot of people started. That's for
sure. Yeah, you have. And so have we together on this show.
Yeah,
so let's hear what Ben has to say about Gervie's Law as we go out. And we got one more segment here on Gervie's Law with Ken Kokin, still on hold. My mom's still on hold. Everyone's wishing Carrie Kasem. Maybe I can get my kids to come on and wish her well. But let's listen to Ben Mycelis as we go out. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Yeah, so if ever I can plug my cases and my rap skills on this show,
let's do it.
I will do it.
Okay, let's do it.
Should we just go right now?
Let's hear it right now. Bring it.
All right, well, I did one about the top 40, knowing it was going to be
perfect.
The top 40 show. Ready? Gervie's Law. I said it before. The Gervie Top 40 got me asking for more.
Yeah.
Who's it going to be? 1, 2, or 3. I've been a guest so many times on this show. It's got to be me.
Nice.
Yes.
1, 2, 3. Nice.
You're listening to Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
So let's say.
All right, we are dancing in the studio for Carrie Kasem's last show. This has been a great, great evening, an amazing event. I love it, Carrie. I'm going to miss you so much. I have a little presentation for you.
Aww, and we're on live, too, on Instagram. So
we're on live on Instagram.
We're live Instagram. Let's see. I'm going to show you guys what I'm seeing right now.
Let's see.
Look at that.
So cool. So cool. Here's the
what
memento.
What are you giving me?
It says, Carrie Kasem with heartfelt appreciation for being the perfect co-host during the 6.5 wonderful years of Gervie's Law on 790 KBC Talk Radio, October 4th, 2020.
That's so nice. Go. I'm trying to get everybody like to see everything. Sorry, guys. I have to put you down so I can actually do my radio show.
Well, you've put me down quite a bit over the years, so it's okay. Don't worry about it. There we go. That's the Carrie Kasem Allen Gervie you all know and love.
Oh, there we go. We should have a fight for our last time.
We should. Hey, kids, you don't like when we fight, do you? When Carrie and I, because last time, you can take your mask off. You want to take your mask off for a second?
Oh, Lord.
Because you're far away from us. Harper and Hudson, what do you want to say to Carrie as she leaves?
Will you miss me? You guys?
Yeah.
I will miss you guys, too. It was so cute when you guys would come on and you talk on the radio. You guys were really good. And, you know, you started when you were really young, you know? So that when you guys would talk on the radio, when you were literally like almost babies. Do you remember that? No.
Harper, do you know that when Carrie started her first show, you were 3 days old? And now you're 6.5? Are you 6.5?
Yeah.
Yeah. 3 days old when you started. And Hudson, you were a year and a month old when Carrie started her first show. So what do you want to say to her? You want to say good luck and all the best, and we're going to miss you?
Good luck.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thank you. Look, I mean, look at how cute they are. I'm on Instagram Live. I'm Instagram Living these precious kids. They are so beautiful and so smart. And, you know, Alan, the one amazing thing about you is what an incredible dad you are. And just always, like my dad, the kids came first. Even the show, you pushed the show around just to be with your kids. And it was always your kids. And that was, you know, something that was I always admired about you.
Well, it was so meaningful because let's talk about your dad. What we went through on this show.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I remember going to Berkeley West.
And Berkeley East. Yeah.
And where he was. And we tried to get you to visit your dad. We went through the whole saga for a long time. And then ultimately, unfortunately, with his passing.
Yeah.
All on this show.
Literally the entire saga played out on Gervie's Law here at KBC.
Yeah.
The whole saga. You know, so when I wasn't doing interviews or when I wasn't giving news stations any kind of breaking news, it was here. It was always here. You know, when I got sick of the cameras in my face or sick of talking to the press and just, you know, just full steam ahead, the only time for months I would share anything would be right here. So.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things, so many experiences. We did 48 hours. Remember when you did 48 hours on the show?
Was it Dateline? Dateline.
Well,
you know how everybody calls it 48 hours? I just know what they're talking about. Yeah, we did Dateline here. We did Good Morning America here.
Yeah.
We did, I think, was it the Reels channel here? We did, I mean, there was quite a lot of people who came in and did it.
And we've had so many amazing guests. I don't know who your favorite is, but you've had a lot. I mean,
we had a lot of good guests.
I mean, you loved Gloria Allred, Erwin Chemerinsky, when we did the RBG documentary.
I loved Erwin Chemerinsky because he was incredibly intelligent. He didn't agree with anything, and I could argue with him.
You had the gun argument.
I had the gun argument because he believes, like, you know, we shouldn't have guns. I am all for, you know, the Second Amendment and a big gun owner. So that was great because I really liked him. I respect him. He's a good man.
And there were some great debates. We had Jerry Spence and Christopher Darden. I know you.
Christopher Darden.
You
OJ.
Had fun with that. OJ.
OJ.
We did the
OJ
whole
trial.
Thing with OJ. We
oh,
had
my Lord.
Robert Shapiro. We had Effley Bailey.
Yeah.
Alan Dershowitz.
Cindy Crawford.
Oh, Cindy Crawford
was
good.
Yeah, we had Marty Cove. Cobra Kai Sensei, one of my dearest friends, and his son, of course, who I was with for almost, you know, 6 years. And and I mean, we've had so many people on this show.
And that you've made friends with them. Folks, you have to understand what happens on this show. After we have a guest on, I just kind of sit in my corner here. And Carrie is like the most friendly. She's giving out her phone number. She's talking to them. You know, we have Alki David on. And next week, I find out she's over at his, you know, he's a billionaire times three, and she's at his Malibu place.
Yeah, him and his wife were really great, and that was they were very, very fun.
You got so friendly with her, and Lisa Bloom getting friendly with Lisa.
You know what? Let's axe that one. Lisa Bloom, man. So I can't say, you know, they say if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. So I'm not going to say anything, Lisa.
Your last shot. But again, you know, I've kind of stayed out of that. But I really respect the fact that you have had such great input on so many of these really important, special people that we've had on the show.
Yeah, and I love Gloria. I think of all of our guests, of all the lawyers, and we've had the most famous lawyers in the world on the show. I think we've had them all.
Yeah.
I love Gloria, and I don't necessarily agree with all of her politics, but I'll tell you something, that woman believes in what she does. She has a heart of gold,
yeah.
and she's won so many cases for the underdog.
And she came to that opening for Marie Callender's or whatever.
Marie Callender's.
It wasn't Marie Callender's. It was some magazine.
Marie Westwood. We were all on the red carpet and we were like, you know, we told, Gloria was on one of our shows and we had the man who was doing the magazine and he's fantastic, you know, Ivan Bitten Stylehouse, and they hit it off and we all invited her and she came.
Wow.
She came.
Yeah, she did. Everyone did so many things for you. And Genevieve and you have had such a special relationship. And Genevieve, as we leave Carrie's last show, what do you have to say?
Just good luck.
Thanks, Genevieve. Well, you know, Genevieve and I work together. We're producing shows together. And, you know, I love you. And this is not the last of us. There you are.
All right.
Thanks.
She's waving for this. Hudson and Harper, you want to wave? Or why don't you say good luck and we'll miss you. And anytime you come back, we're here for you. And next time Carrie sees you, you'll probably be a little bit bigger. So you want to say good luck to Carrie?
Good luck.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Say we'll miss you.
We'll miss you.
I'll miss you guys too. And Evelyn, who's still on. Oh, will you put Evelyn back on?
Hey, Mom.
The whole family.
Get the family.
There we go.
You want to say goodbye to Carrie and that we'll miss you?
Yeah.
You're crying.
I'm crying.
Sad. It is sad. It's been, it's like a family, you know, but I'm still coming back and hopefully, you know, when I do come back, I can come to the show.
Maybe we'll get together.
Yeah.
So good luck in your endeavors. I'm sure you'll do great.
Thank you so much, Evelyn. I so appreciate it. It's a sad day. I know we only have 30 seconds left. I love you,
okay.
Alan.
I love you, Carrie.
And
thank you.
Thank
it's been
you
great.
For a great 6.5 years. I'm literally going to cry now.
It was amazing. I mean, I can't even put into words what you've sitting next to me means to me.
Thanks.
And I'm wishing you all the best, and we'll stay in touch. And thank you for everything you've done for me, my family, and for Gervie's Law. You got the man in the yellow hat for Hudson's birthday.
I did. Bye, Alan.
Bye, Carrie, and thanks for listening today.
This show is furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.